Welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I have a special segment of this podcast called The Real World Chronicles. In The Real World Chronicles, I tell stories about lifelong lessons that I think have been important in my development and lessons that I think are worth sharing. Sometimes they're serious, sometimes they're not, but always I think there is something to get from it. Let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Song of the Week is Ain't It Fun by Paramore. That song speaks a lot. It reminds me a lot of the time where I was job searching and getting settled into my first full-time job. That is the song I played a lot. And that is also the theme of today's episode. My Real World Chronicle for the day is the job search. I recommend, if you haven't already, to go ahead and listen to my episode called Postgrad Blues. It kind of gives you the prequel to what I'm going to be talking about today. But I want to talk about the job search today, mainly because I am getting in the process of prepping for another job search. I'm in my very last year at graduate school. I'm now in a totally different career, but I am prepping for job search, and I've been reflecting a lot on what that process was like for me the first time, and reflecting on what I have learned from that and what I want to do in this new process. So, Ain't It Fun by Paramore is a song that did a lot for me because it's a song that talks a lot about making that transition. So, first, I want to say, as always, give a disclaimer that I am in no way a professional. I don't have any expertise in the job search. I do not study careers at all, period. So if you do need any of those, I recommend you talking to a career specialist. I am going to find some and drop them in the description box. And also, you know, Google is your friend. I recommend doing all of those things. Take what I say as face value. I have five tips that... or not even five tips, because you could take it or leave it. I have five things that I learned during my job search process. I learned a lot of things, but I've narrowed it down to five. I think these are the five things that are the most relevant and the most, I think, transferable things that I can take to my next, as I enter into this next job search. So first, hopefully you've listened to the Postgrad Blues episode. I'm going to give you a quick recap more or less of what the job search process looked like for me. And I'm specifically in this talking from a person that graduated with my bachelor's and I was job searching in business, because I think what your qualifications are does kind of matter a little bit in the job search, because I think it's different depending on qualifications. So those are what my qualifications were. I graduated in May of 2016. My goal was to have a job specifically in some type of business. Really, I really wanted a marketing job, but that deemed almost impossible. So that was my goal. Graduated in May of 2016. Did not get my first time full-time job until March of 2017. I resigned from that first full-time job in July of 2018. And I also in that same month started grad school, moved to grad school, and started my new job here at Clemson. And now it is August 2019 and I am prepping in about 9 months to have a job. So five lessons that I've learned in my last job search process, and I think really just by living a little bit, that I think are worth sharing. So here we go. Here goes nothing. Number one, preparation. Prepare. I did not prepare at all for my first job search, like at all. And honestly, I really don't think that there was an issue with this, because I was spending a lot of time enjoying my last year of college and I wasn't too much caught up in the future. I was just living in the moment, and I don't really think that that was bad. I don't regret it at all. However, what my actions were not in congruence with what my goal was. So I was somebody who wanted a job by May, and I almost felt like a failure when I did not get that job. But in the same breath, I did not do anything to prepare to make sure that I had a job. I did not really start applying for jobs until like March or April. And even then, I think I had just constructed my resume. I didn't gather any references. I did not go to any career sessions. I went to some career fairs, but did never take them that serious. I was not really totally in it. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. If you are a person that is, you know, currently in a transition period and are not filling the job search, don't force it. But what I learned from that is my goal. I said that this was my goal to have a job. I was upset when I did not meet the goal, but I did not do anything really to prepare for the goal. So preparation was key for me. That was something that I should have done and something that I am now doing, because my goal right now is to have a job when I graduate. So preparing. And it's okay to prepare and not get a job, but at least I will be prepared. So that's number one. The lesson number two that I learned during my job search was that resumes are subjective. And what I mean by that is, so I was in the process, I was frustrated. So I, mind you, like I said, the timeline, right? I graduated in May of 2016. My first full-time job did not come until March 2017. Mind you, that full-time job that I took in March of 2017 was the first time that I got a job offer. I had not received any offers from anywhere. It wasn't like I was getting offers and I was declining them, waiting for a dream job. No, that offer came and I took it because it was the first offer I got and I was over it. In that process, I became very frustrated. Mind you, like I said, I did not prepare. So my resume, I kind of did some things. I used like a template off of Microsoft Word. I dibbled and dabbled. I went to the Career Center maybe like sophomore year, and that was just kind of the resume that I kept going with. And I did not really prepare. So I was frazzled that summer. I was stressed out. I was trying to find, I was like, okay, I'm not getting jobs because of my resume. It's because of my resume. That's why I'm not getting no job. So I began to go on a frenzy. I went to family friends who were in the corporate world, like jobs that I wanted to get to. I went to workshops at the Department of Labor. I went to workshops at church, resume workshops, talking to people, mentors. And one thing that I learned, I became more frustrated because everybody had an opinion on my resume. One person said, don't use a template. The other person said, use a template. One person said, put your work experience at the top. The next person said, don't put your work experience at the top because you don't have enough. One person said, put your skills at the top. One person said, don't put your skills at the top. Use each position to describe your skill. It was too much, okay? That's the bottom line. It was too much. Everybody I went to, and I would deem all of these sources as credible, but every single person that I went to about my resume had something different to say. And what I learned from that, what I took away from that, is that resumes are subjective. There are certain rules that are universal. You don't want any grammar issues. In business, generally, you want to keep it one page, and you want to just have your information on there. But other than that, honestly, what I realized is the rest didn't matter. The resume that I ended up using for my job that I got, I think I used it by accident, and that was the job that I ended up getting. So I think it's all about the person who's reading it. As long as you do, you represent yourself in the best way possible, have some people to look at it, and keep it moving. I put way too much effort and way too much energy focus on being frustrated about that, and at the end of the day, it really didn't even matter. Even grad school, it did not matter that much. It's subjective. It depends on the purpose. Some people don't even care about resumes, but you have to have one to apply. So I did what I had to do. But it's subjective, okay? That is what I learned. That is what I got. If you have something different, let me know. Lesson number three that I've learned. I learned that I am not too good for no job. I graduated with my Bachelor's of Business Administration in Marketing. An amazing degree to have. My goal was to go to get my Master's of Business in Administration. I felt like a boss, and then I didn't have a job. And my mom made it very clear to me before I graduated. Mind you, my mom raised me. She's a single mom that raised me, and she was tired by the time I graduated. And she told me that regardless of what I had going on, once I graduated, it was my responsibility to start helping her and take care of my car note, help with insurance, and pay for my cell phone bill. There was no way for me to do this without a job, so I had to humble myself and take a job, the job that I promised that I would never go back to. I worked at a summer camp and I loved it. I worked as a summer camp counselor. But the year before I graduated, I was like, okay, y'all, that's it. I'm not going to be back here next year because I'm having a big girl job. I'm not doing this. I love y'all, but I'm not doing this anymore. I want a big girl job. And then, like, March comes and I got realistic with myself before I graduated. I'm not going to have a full-time job. So I'm going to go back to the summer camp, work the job. That's going to do what I needed to do to help my mom with this car note and help take care of my phone bill and maybe even help buy some of the snacks that I love to eat. That's going to help me take care of, and it's going to hold me until August. August comes. I still don't have a full-time job. My mom is not letting up on none of these bills. So I applied for an after-school program with the YMCA, and at the same time, I applied for Macy's. I had the interviews like in the same week, and I got both of the jobs offered to me in the same week, and something dawned on me. I looked at the hours, and it was a way that I could do both. So I worked two part-time jobs, crazy hours. Macy's gave me crazy hours. The YMCA was so far from my house. The commute was terrible. So it was like I was working full-time, not nearly making what a full-time person made. But I took it and I ran with it. And I did that for about 6 months. And it was the hardest 6 months ever. It was really hard to interview, especially with those two jobs. But I took them and I did not feel. It humbled me. And I met a lot of amazing people in that time period. And in that time period, I became humbled and super grateful, but I was not too good for the job. I did not turn those jobs away. I had things that I needed to take care of, and minor things. Like, it wasn't, my mom wasn't asking me to pay for major bills, but if I could help her with the car note, specifically all of the sacrifices that she ever made for me, I was going to do that. And getting my hair done, back then my hair was relaxed. I was getting sew-ins. It just helped a lot to be able to just take that weight off of her. So Macy's paid for my hair, the YMCA paid for my car note, and like my little extracurriculars. And it wasn't that much. So I was able to do that. So I'm not too good for any job. That is what I learned. That is lesson number three. Lesson number four is ultimately what is for me is going to be for me. This is a lesson that I've learned, not just in the job search, but is also relevant in my job search. Mind you, in these 10 months that I was looking for a job, it was not no lackadaisical looking for a job. I was actively looking for a job. I had different connections. I had friends who had parents that worked at certain companies. They worked at certain companies. People who knew these people, people who knew these people. And I'm talking to everybody. I'm having interviews. A lot of times I came very close. I had second round interviews, third round interviews, day long interviews. And I got really, really close. And ultimately, none of them stuck. But when I applied for my last job, the job that I ended up getting, what is crazy about it is that I did not really want the job. So I ended up working at Enterprise. Enterprise had been on my radar since I was like a junior in college. But I always knew that it was a good program and they paid pretty decently. But I just never thought that I wanted to do the work. But at one point, it was like September of 2016, and I was getting frustrated. It was right around the time that I applied for Macy's and the Y. Matter of fact, the day that my first day at the YMCA was the day that I had my very first interview with Enterprise over the phone. Because I remember I was getting my background check done, and I did my interview for Enterprise in the parking lot while I was waiting for my background check to be completed. A minor detail. I think it's a testimony. But I had that, and then I went to the side because I wanted bigger opportunities, and I felt like I could get bigger opportunities. Then February hits, and I was over it, and I needed a job. I had a friend who worked there, and she got me hooked up and got me another interview with Enterprise, even though I basically declined. I had several interviews set up with Enterprise, but every time I had an interview with Enterprise, there was another bigger opportunity. So I kept pushing Enterprise off to the side. Ultimately, as you now know, Enterprise was the job that I ended up with. I felt really confident in the interview. I knew everything to say. I ended up getting that job, and I, to this day, think that that was the place that I was supposed to be for that moment. I met some people that I still consider friends to this day. I had a lot of opportunity to learn how to deal with conflict. I had a lot of opportunity to meet different people, small talk, network. I learned all of those things at that company. And now I know a hell of a lot about rental cars. So I think ultimately that was where I was supposed to be for that moment. So my fourth lesson is what was meant for me ultimately is going to be for me. My fifth and final lesson in that also is that it is okay to not like my first job. It was okay. I think when I went to enterprise, I knew that, like I've told you, I knew ultimately that wasn't what I wanted to do. But by the time I got the job and by the time I went to training, had my first day, I had drunken all the Kool-Aid and I was like, okay, we're going to make this work. Even if it's not forever, I'm going to make this work. A couple months in it, I started to really not like it, like really hate it. And I used to think that that was a terrible, awful thing that should not happen. Those feelings are ultimately what led me to kind of finding this career path that I'm in now in higher education. But I think ultimately what I learned is it is okay not to love your first job, especially entry level, because most entry level jobs are terrible. Even me coming out, like when I graduated in May, I'm not expecting that first job to be my dream job. But back in undergrad, that's what I was expecting. I have this degree. I busted my ass for this degree. The job I'm going to get is going to be the job that I will love and be in for 20 years. And I learned that it is okay that it is not. Sometimes your first job is a catapult. Sometimes your first job is kind of like you working the bottom and working your way up. And I guess, and that's not always glamorous, right? So at Enterprise, the people that love it there, that work their way up, we all had to start at the same place. And now people are where they want to be. So sometimes it is just kind of like you have to kind of pay your dues and work your way up. Sometimes it also is the catapult to help you get somewhere else. And that's what ultimately ended up happening for me. It caused me to reframe my thoughts. So at Enterprise, to tell you my story, a little bit of what sparked me to get into higher education was, it was like around moving season for colleges. And a lot of people were moving their children back to school. And I really got an adrenaline rush from talking with the college students and their parents about kind of how to pack their car, how to get ready for moving. And then in that moment, I kind of realized that, wow, I miss college students. Like, I miss the impact. I miss the fulfillment that I get. I miss the impact that I made on those students. I want to go back into that. But how? That's what started forming those questions for me. But that was the catapult for me. So Enterprise was not where I was supposed to be forever, but it was where I was supposed to be in that moment. And it was okay that I did not love it. And I think we forget that and we are not taught that. But I think it is okay not to like it. Now, granted, some feelings that I had working there, I don't think I needed to have personally. But overall, I'm grateful for that experience. But anyway, I just thought it was... I just wanted to share those thoughts. Those were the five lessons that I learned, to run through them one more time. The first one was preparation, to prepare. Number two was resumes are subjective. Number three, I am not too good for any job. Number four, what is for me will ultimately be for me. And number five, it is okay to not love my first job. Those are the lessons. There you go. This is the job search Real World Chronicle. I am signing off per usual. Please be sure to follow me on social media. I am on IG at Amira Joy. And now I have a Twitter that I actually tweet on. It is Amiracle. It's AmiraHcle. Much love and peace to you. And I hope you have an amazing week.